What do we know about the time course of recurrence in HER2-positive disease, delayed recurrence, and also ER-positive HER2-positive disease?
I think we know a number of things. We know that in HER2-positive disease, recurrences tend to be high in the initial years after diagnosis. So there's a steeper bubble at the front. And we know from some of the combined analysis data and the AHERA and other data that there is an ongoing risk of recurrence that's driven across the space of time, at least up to 4 years, which is the reliable data. And then there's some small data in the literature. We have one from MGH, we have some Italian data, some Canadian data, showing HER2 positivity driving risk of recurrence as late out as 12 years from diagnosis.
But we don't know that in patients who have received
I'm talking about just as HER2 as now post-Herceptin recurrence risk is still there. You can see it from the curves. There's a substantial ongoing risk of recurrence even when you've given trastuzumab.
Any difference ER positive versus ER negative?
I think so. I don't think we know exactly, but I think so. I think that the ER positives continue to also ER positive, HER2 positive probably have later recurrences than the
I'd say we don't know yet. I mean,
so, Neil, this is being addressed again in the second part of the HERA trial, in which women were randomized up front to no trastuzumab 1 year or 2 years. And the ones who got none were allowed to cross over. So in that regard, there's going to be a similar analysis in the way they did ME-17, which is to look at patients who were initially randomly assigned a placebo and then were allowed, if they wished to cross over much later